From WHQR Public Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. There are two open seats on the board of Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer, H2GO. That's the water and sewer utility in Brunswick County whose customer base is mostly Leland residents. One municipality within the county. H2GO does not, however, provide water to Brunswick Forest, Belleville, parts of Navassa, or nearby unincorporated areas. As it has been for at least the last two election cycles, this is a hotly contested and controversial race. Documenting the history of H2GO and its controversies is beyond the scope of today's candidate interviews. What you do need to know is that Leland, Belleville, and H2GO are working towards an agreement after the town of Leland filed suit against the town of Belleville in 2017. Leland officials brought legal action after the outgoing H2GO board decided to transfer its assets to Belleville before the incoming newly elected board could be seated. The move was ostensibly to keep H2GO's plans for a reverse osmosis water treatment plant on track and out of the control of the new board that would bring a majority opposing it. The RO plant has been the source of great controversy in Brunswick County, both before and after news of Gen X and the water supply broke in 2017. H2GO has worked towards creating an independent water source since about 2012. Two open seats on the governing board of H2GO, and depending on who wins, the overarching goals of the board, which include that RO plant, could change. There are four candidates for those two seats. We'll meet all of them today. The four have essentially camped out on opposite ideological sides and say they're running in pairs. Today, we'll meet each one of the four one-on-one. John Bradley is up first. He spent most of his career in IBM's office products division in Lexington, Kentucky, doing software, mechanical, and electrical design for typewriters and printers. He managed three different design areas. After the division was sold and became Lexmark, he continued similar work until his retirement in 2001. At that point, he says he bought a sailboat and spent 7 years on it, wintering in the Caribbean and spending hurricane season between the Chesapeake Bay area and Maine. John Bradley, welcome to Coastline.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
You're campaigning with current board chair Jeff Gerken. Why the team?
Jeff and I tend to have very similar objectives. We see the issues pretty much the same way. I find Jeff to be a man of tremendous ethics and principle. I like to think of myself as being the same. And we're both very highly trained technically. I think we make a very good team.
Now, with this potential agreement among these three entities, Leland, Belleville, and H2GO, is the question about the outcome of this race still boiling down to whether or not people want an RO plant under the aegis of H2GO?
Well, the question is not whether or not we'll get RO water. We will, one way or another, whether it comes from Brunswick County, their low-pressure RO, or the aquifer RO of H2GO. The current agreement is a very good start at healing some rifts in the community. And as part of that, it contains the agreement to build the RO plant. That has not been accepted. I'm not sure if it will be really decided before the election or not.
When will that agreement get decided? I mean, what are we waiting for?
Well, we're waiting for the three entities to vote on it. I believe Leland is going to vote tomorrow night. Belleville has not scheduled a vote, as far as I know.
You're talking about a vote by Leland Wednesday, October 2nd.
Yes.
And did Leland cancel a special meeting that they were having Wednesday, October 2nd? There need to be votes by these entities, Leland,
yes.
Belleville, and H2GO.
Right. H2GO and Belleville, neither one yet has scheduled a vote, and that worries me a little bit, although there's still lots of time before the election. I would really like to see that resolved before the election.
Why does it matter?
Well, it's a very important issue. The like I said, the safety of the water is not really an issue. Financially, there is a significant difference between them. I have always been somewhat opposed to the aquifer RO system, primarily on financial grounds, although I think there are some technical issues that still need to be resolved. This agreement drastically improves the outlook for the H2GO RO because it adds, adds the lead-in customer base to the H2GO and provides about $15 million in cash, some of which could certainly be used for the aquifer RO plant. So it's an important part of the issue.
So then if you're elected and if Jeff Gerken is reelected, you would have an anti-H2GO RO majority on the board. Could you then torpedo any interlocal agreement so that the H2GO plant doesn't get built if you're concerned about it on financial grounds?
Well, actually, I hadn't considered that, but technically, I guess we could.
So Jeff and I
are both firmly committed to this agreement. If it does not go through, I would certainly pursue getting the team back together again that came up with this agreement and see if we can't resolve it.
Now, talking about the safety of the water, which for most of H2GO's constituents is really the crux of the issue. Brunswick County is getting a reverse osmosis plant, but it's a couple of years behind H2GO. So you say that everyone will have RO water, but you're talking about the difference of a couple of years. Is that okay for people to drink the water now as it is? Some people consider this a water crisis.
Right. Well, a couple things. One, it won't be a two-year difference. It'll be less than a year. Right now, the Brunswick County RO plant should be done in about 2 years from now. The H2GO aquifer system would take somewhere 12 to 15 months to build. So you're really looking at more of a six-month difference. And before they can start construction, there are still some activities that I feel need to be done, some due diligence, looking at some technical issues. Some of the contracts are going to have to be renegotiated. So I'm looking at probably a minimum of 18 months from now before that could be in operation. So you're looking at a six-month difference. As far as the safety of the water meets all federal and state requirements for safety.
But we know that doesn't mean much.
I agree.
There are emerging compounds
that
are in the drinking water supply.
Right. Absolutely.
That we pretty much know are toxic to people.
And the water, the river right now is cleaner than it has been for a long time. After the Gen X was discovered, the state did take steps to clean it up. And it is much better. And I don't believe there are any toxins in the water that are over the EPA recommended limit.
Which, again, doesn't mean anything.
Right. It's not a legal requirement. But it is an estimation of how much you can consume and not have a problem.
And it's an estimation also.
True.
There haven't been conclusive studies on human health.
That's true. But they are based on the chances of having a problem if you drink that contaminant all of your life. And then it's basically considered a 1 in a million chance of having a problem. So in my mind, it is not a crisis. A lot of people are buying bottled water. And that's a personal decision if they feel that's required. I drink the tap water. I am not concerned about it. I would like to see it cleaned up, and it will be cleaned up one way or another.
There seems to be a great deal of name-calling in this hotly contested race and even character assassination happening on both sides of this debate. You and your campaign partner, Jeff Gerken, have documented extensively allegations from the other side about rumors, falsehoods, even threats. What are members of the public supposed to make of this kind of a campaign? I mean, is this dignified?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree with you. That is that's one reason I got involved in this campaign. When I moved here about 3 years ago, I got interested in the RO issue and the aquifer issues, and being an engineer, I started to research them. And I started to go into the H2GO board meetings. In those meetings, the clean water team, which is basically our opponents, would write these little scripts that they would have their followers read. And you're right, they're incredibly abusive. They are full of misunderstandings. Some would call them lies. I try to avoid that term. And that's what we've been responding to.
You're saying you're just a victim of it. You're not, you don't have any responsibility in the tone of this campaign.
Oh, I'm sure we do. Now, the attacks are generally against Chairman Gerken. I mean, I'm an outsider. I have basically nothing that they can attack. So he is taking the brunt of it. Chairman Gerken and I have tried very diligently to try and take the high road on this. We have been responding to claims that they make, which we feel are just plain wrong, and we feel the people of the H2GO customers have a right to hear that, to hear the truth.
Just a minute or so left. Looking back, let's say that you are elected and mm-hmm. you're looking back now after completing your first four-year term. What's different for H2GO customers because you were on the board? What's your legacy?
Well, hopefully the board will be will again have the respect and credibility of the customers. I think right now that is missing. The board has had a history up until 2017 of basically lying to the customers. I want to see that stopped. There's no place for that in local government or any government. And I would hope that at the end of the 4 years that people would see me as a responsible, rational voice for the customers of H2GO.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. John Bradley, candidate for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. Thanks for being with us today and sharing your views.
You're welcome, and thank you very much.
When we come back from this break, we'll meet Jeff Gerken, current chairman of H2GO's Board of Commissioners, seeking his second term. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. H2GO, a water and sewer utility serving mostly Leland residents, has two open seats on its board this election year. Jeff Gerken is the only incumbent running for a second term. Commissioner Trudy Trombley did not file for re-election. Jeff Gerken moved to Leland with his wife in 2013, and he works as a substitute teacher in New Hanover County Schools, mostly in math and science classes. He's twice taught chemistry full time when vacancies occurred mid-school year. He ran for the H2GO board in 2015 and won the most votes of the five candidates. He's currently chairman of the H2GO board and is seeking a second four-year term. Jeff Gerken, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you for inviting me.
There is an interlocal agreement in the works among three entities, the town of Leland, the town of Belleville, and H2GO. Where is that agreement right now, and what's likely to happen with it?
I was told last night that the attorney for the town of Leland...
You were told Monday night.
Yes, yeah. Monday night, that the attorney for the town of Leland is going to be in town and is going to stay in town this week until that agreement is hammered out. But it has not yet been completed. It's close.
What are some of the sticking points of that agreement?
They're very legalistic points, the term of the agreement, various things, making sure that it is legal for the town of Leland to require annexation in order for a customer to receive water and sewer services from H2GO, things like that. There are also questions of the due diligence that's being done. We are looking at every aspect of this agreement, physical assets, financial assets, and the legal questions to make sure that when we get it done, it will be correct and it will be something that really can't be undone.
It will be an agreement that really can't be undone. So does that mean that if you are able to hammer out the details of this agreement, H2GO will move forward with a reverse osmosis plant, despite the fact that Brunswick County is building its own?
Well, we would love to work with Brunswick County. I was the chair of a group that met three times this summer. The group involved Brunswick County, Town of Leland, Town of Belleville, Town of Nevassa, and H2GO. And we really, really wanted to involve Brunswick County in the agreement, but we were unable to get that done within the time frame. We would love to continue to work with them and will.
What does that mean then? If H2GO, so is it not necessarily the case then that H2GO will get its own reverse osmosis plant? Is it still possible that that might not be part of the agreement?
This agreement will require H2GO to build the aquifer-sourced reverse osmosis plant.
So what does that mean then about working with Brunswick County? What is a possible future there?
We would love to talk with them. We would love to hear what they would propose to do to become part of this overall picture.
Okay. Your opponents say that you perhaps want to be mayor of Leland or sit on its town council. What are your political aspirations?
My political aspirations are to get elected to this position, see the implementation of this interlocal agreement, and then at the end of this term, I will never run for anything again.
Really? Tell us why.
I'm 70 years old now. I have no desire to spend the rest of my life in politics. I don't like running for office.
You're campaigning with John Bradley. Why the team?
He has been an ardent supporter of ours ever since he moved to the area and began to realize what was being done, particularly the actions of the previous board when they unlawfully transferred $65 or $66 million worth of the company's assets to the town of Belleville.
Do you, in fact, drink the water that is provided by H2GO at this point?
That's the only water that I drink. So if I'm on the road and need a bottle of water, I will pick up a bottle of bottled water. But the bottled water that I carry to work every day comes straight out of the tap.
There are some people who characterize this, these emerging compounds that are in the drinking water supply that current water treatment sources, treatment processes cannot remove. We know that reverse osmosis removes these compounds. They're not regulated by either the state or federal government, although there are some guidelines. But some people say it's clear these are toxic to humans and this is a water crisis. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
Anything is toxic to humans in sufficient quantities. Table salt will kill you if you have too much of it. The water that we have provided to our customers has met every state and federal guideline for
water
safety.
But we know that state and federal guidelines are not protective at this point, and they're not enforceable, not really. These are emerging compounds that are not regulated.
And
we don't know about the impacts on human health, really.
I don't want to play a toxicologist because I'm not one. I have looked at the reports on the specific compound, John X, and the derived no effect level for that compound is 71,000 parts per trillion. Right now, we're down around 2, 3, 4 parts per trillion.
A scientific study called Cumulative Risk Analysis of Carcinogenic Contaminants in United States Drinking Water, published just last month, September, says this. state and national level cumulative cancer risks due to carcinogenic water contaminants are similar in magnitude to the risks reported for carcinogenic air pollutants. Thus, improving water quality at the tap and investing in measures for source water protections represent opportunities for protecting public health, decreasing potential disease due to environmental pollution. What was different about this study is looking at the cumulative risk versus pollutant by pollutant. And cumulative risk is how scientists and regulators measure air pollution and risk to the public, for instance. Do you think it's time to shake up how we look at water pollution?
I'm not a toxicologist, and I don't want to play one.
Let's say that you win re-election, and you're looking back now. You've completed your second term. It's been 4 years. You're ready to step out of public life. What is different for H2GO customers because of you?
Among other things, H2GO will exist. As a result of the actions of the previous board on November 28, 2017, had I not stepped in along with Bill Beer and Trudy Trombley and fought for nearly 2 years now to overcome the actions of that board, H2GO would not exist, and all of the customers of H2GO, the former customers of H2GO, would be paying their water and sewer bills to the town of Belleville. They even had a logo styled as the Belleville Public Works Commission. They were ready to move had we not stepped in and interceded. They were going to schedule a special meeting before our newly elected commissioner could be sworn in and transfer all of the employees over to the town of Belleville.
And what would that have meant for customers? Why would that be a bad thing?
That would be a bad thing because 91% of those customers would have no right to vote for the commissioners the people who were running their water and sewer system. And by the way, Steve Hosmer wrote an email to the mayor of Belleville on December 11th of 2017 stating that he wanted to do everything he could. Here's the email. I have been working as a citizen to raise awareness and interest in making sure that Belleville successfully acquires all of H2GO. Now he wants to be a board member of H2GO when previously he wanted to make sure that there was no H2GO.
I can see the point in bringing this to the public's attention. However, there is a great deal of name-calling and even character assassination, all kinds of allegations flying back and forth on both sides. What's your responsibility in the tone of this campaign?
My responsibility is to make sure that everything that I say is documented, and the quote that I just gave you comes from a deposition in which Mr. Hosmer shared that email.
And that is our time. Jeff Gerken, thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Steve Hosmer, candidate for H2GO's Board of Commissioners. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. We're meeting the four candidates vying for two seats on the board of Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Steve Hosmer is seeking one of two open seats on the H2GO board. He's a graduate mechanical engineer. Steve Hosmer has worked as a design engineer and sales engineer before moving into sales. He currently has two U.S. patents in his name. He later formed his own consulting company to help smaller companies using client relationship management software. He and his wife moved to Brunswick County 2.5 years ago, just before the Star News broke the story of Gen X in the water supply. Steve Hosmer, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel.
Why did you decide to run for the H2GO board?
Good question. The answer is that as we watched the commissioners that were elected in 2017, who took control of the board through the majority, we felt that their interests were for something or someone other than the customers. And as Brunswick County came out and announced they were going to be raising rates and they were going to be putting in an RO system, reverse osmosis system themselves, it became more and more apparent, especially with the stories about pollution in the river hitting us seemingly between the eyes pretty much every month, it became more and more apparent that the needs of the customers were best met by having a reverse osmosis system processing aquifer water, because aquifer water has no pollutants.
But help us understand, you're saying, you're acknowledging the fact that a democratic process led to a majority on the board that opposed H2GO's building of a reverse osmosis plant. And so you are saying, despite the fact that a democratic majority elected that board, it's still better to subvert the will of the majority in a democratic election and find another way to do what you want to do. Is that what you're saying?
Let's define majority for a minute, all right? The two candidates, the two board members who were already on the board, were elected in 2015 before we knew anything about the contamination in the river. Very few people were aware of the 1,4-dioxane and the Gen X and all the other things. They were also elected at a time when misinformation was spread by some of the campaigns about how noisy the plant would be and the fact that it would have lights blaring into people's backyards and the fact that there would be trucks arriving in the middle of the night to deliver goods and the fact that there would be an assessment of $2,500
You're talking about the 2015 election.
Right.
By the 2017 election, there was a majority on the board that felt a certain way. And that still, regardless of the timing, is a majority through a democratic process.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that election then. Let's get right to that specific election. In that election, 51.6% of the people who voted for candidates that were pro get the RO system done and get aquifer water. So in that election, more people wanted the aquifer water than not. Two of the candidates that were elected were pro get the aquifer solution and the RO system working with the aquifer water. Only one of the people elected was elected based on stopping the aquifer solution with RO.
And so you took that to mean that it was appropriate and right to then find a way to prevent the incoming board from carrying forward their, what you imagine would have been the putting the kibosh on building that reverse osmosis plant.
Good question, but actually that was only one part of the reason. The other part of the reason was as we learned more about the contamination in the river and as Brunswick County realized they were going to have to spend $99 million on a reverse osmosis plant to try and clean up the water, and as we realized that because they were going to do that, the prices were going to go up since H2GO buys its water from Brunswick County, suddenly things had changed in a big way. And that change meant that if the customers didn't get the reverse osmosis plant, and the aquifer water, they would be paying more for water, and they would be getting water that was not as clean and healthy. And so we felt that the best interests of the customers were served by having the cheapest water possible and the healthiest and the cleanest water possible. And the only way to do that was with an aquifer-sourced reverse osmosis system.
Your opponents say that you spread rumors about Leland planning a forced annexation of Compass Point. And you admit on the record that you were concerned about this. Why were you concerned about that? It's not something that can happen according to state law. There's voluntary annexations are possible with a referendum, but not forced annexations.
If we had 20 minutes, I could go into a long dissertation. Let me say simply that there are other ways to accomplish annexation beside straightforward ways to accomplish annexation. And Brunswick, and I'll give you a specific example. Leland came out, the fire department from Leland came out to Compass Point and said, we can't really service you as well as we should out here in Compass Point because our firehouse isn't close enough. So if you will annex yourselves to Leland, we'll build the firehouse out here at Compass Point. So there are, that's just one way. There are lots of different ways that annexation can be encouraged or enforced.
So understanding that you're a big supporter of H2GO having its own reverse osmosis water treatment plant, now that Brunswick County is building an RO plant, are you concerned about inefficiencies and redundancies and the fact that this may cause Brunswick County rates to go up even more by losing up to 20% of their existing wholesale water customer base if this interlocal agreement goes through? I mean, this is going to raise costs for everybody, in other words.
Again, a good question. The answer to that is that if we look at it from the perspective of the H2GO customers, if the H2GO customers have this plant built and get their own aquifer water, their prices will remain the same. If they...
There are competing analyses on that.
There are, but the Raftellis analysis, which was done by Raftellis, who is the most respected firm in dealing with municipal and water treatment plant type organizations, has said that the rates will not go up. The information that they used to determine that came from Wooten Engineering, the firm that designed the plant. They provided the metrics used by Raftellis. So until someone comes up with an analysis done by an equally reputable pair of organizations, we have to go with what we know from Wooten and from Raftellis.
This campaign has been marked by all kinds of allegations flying back and forth on both sides. And there is an allegation that you say your opponent and the incumbent, Jeff Gerken, who is the current chair of H2GO's board, was promised a seat on Leland Town Council for helping to get H2GO's assets transferred to the town of Leland?
Let's be specific. There was a rumor, and I may have spoken about that as a rumor. I never alleged. I am very careful about what I allege. There was a rumor to that effect, but no proof has ever been given, and so no one can prove that that happened, or no one can prove that Jeff Gerken has connections with Leland. However, if we look at the history of Chairman Gerken, and if we look at how he has acted based upon Leland leading the charge, back in 2015, Leland tried to get the state legislature to dissolve H2GO.
Well, let's say that he's working with Leland, and I mean, some people might argue that's a positive thing. Just depending on your point of view,
sure. But
they're working towards an interlocal agreement. But nobody can promise Jeff Gerken a seat on Leland Town Council. That happens through a democratic process. That's an election.
And of course.
Municipal residents vote mm-hmm. for their town council members.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you spread a rumor like that?
All right. First of all, there is... There is a tremendous amount of connectivity between Jeff Gerken and Leland, all right? So the possibility of that exists. And if we had 5 minutes, I could go through six different places that point, or six different events or actions on the part of Chairman Gerken that point to a very close relationship with Leland. And if that was stated as a rumor, then it was stated as a rumor. I didn't state the rumor. I may have repeated it, but I did not state the rumor.
So just a minute or so left. If you are elected and you're looking back on completing a 4-year term,
mm-hmm.
how have H2GO customers benefited because of your presence on the board?
First of all, my interests and my first responsibility will always be to the H2GO customers. based upon his decisions and his actions, one can question whether the same was true of Chairman Gerken during his 4 years on the board.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interview. Steve Hosmer, thanks for being with us today. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Barry Laub, another candidate for a seat on the Water and Sewer Utility Board. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. H2GO is the water utility for most of Leland. Its governing board of commissioners has two open seats this election year. Only one incumbent is running for re-election. Barry Laub says he pioneered special education for the city of New York, training teachers and principals. He's also been a CEO and a business and life coach. He is a motivational speaker, author, and environmentalist, and says he served on the board of EarthSave Long Island. He is also a certified financial planner, and he is a challenger for one of those two open seats on H2GO's board. Barry Laub, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you think the current board is not doing well enough? Why are you running?
Okay. For 2 years, we have attempted to bring to the attention of the current board the deficiencies of the Cape Fear River, the contaminants that continue to appear, and that it's not enough for people to just be spending their money buying bottled water. And the prior board had the vision to start working on a reverse osmosis plant using an underground sourced aquifer, which would have no contaminants whatsoever. And it just seems to me a no-brainer that if I can put a plant together and the source of my water is already clean, and the only thing that it has to filter out is salt, I think I can deliver really good water to the customers.
But at this point, certainly competition is a good thing, but at this point, the current board is moving forward. They are still crafting an interlocal agreement among three entities, the town of Belleville, the town of Leland, and H2GO itself. That agreement is ostensibly going to have provision for the completion of this reverse osmosis plant for H2GO. So you're getting the reverse osmosis.
I appreciate that statement. And a simplistic individual would just accept that. As of May of this year, the chairman stated that there is no need for a reverse osmosis plant, that the Cape Fear River water is safe to drink. It was up to him. He would have had H2GO dissolved.
So are you saying then that you don't trust that an agreement will actually include the completion of an RO plant, even though that's what everybody said about this agreement, all the players?
I do not know what he would do. I have seen him flip-flop on his position over and over again. He stated that no agreement could ever be possible unless it included Brunswick County. This potential solution does not include Brunswick County. So I don't know where he stands. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm not accusing that it won't, but I feel that I, with my position, can be counted on to take care of the customers, and without any doubt.
When we talk about Brunswick County, of course, we now know that Brunswick County is building its own reverse osmosis plant, and opponents of H2GO building an RO plant say H2GO doesn't have the economies of scale that Brunswick County does. You'll be dispersing a very large cost and new operating expense among many more customers with Brunswick County's water customer base. Why wouldn't you want to work with Brunswick County on this?
Excuse me. I did not say I would not want to work with Brunswick County. I said that the statement was there could not be a solution without the inclusion of Brunswick County. Now, there's no argument or pushback of Leland's proposal. And not only is Leland wanting H2GO to run the plant, Leland is also saying we can bring in Brunswick Forest. We can bring, and the economies
of scale
would be
there.
And it would be my intention as a commissioner to work with Brunswick County, even though they're not included in this, and partner in any way, shape, or form that would benefit the county.
On your blog, which you have with your campaign partner, Steve Hosmer. The two of you are running together, and as we've said, all four candidates in this particular race have paired up on, it seems, ostensibly on ideological opposite ends of the spectrum. On your blog, you call your opponents tacky, and you say Gerken and Bradley clearly look down on Belleville, Compass Point, Navassa, Old Leland, and others. Do you want someone that is so concerned about one area and not the entire region covered by H2GO? In another post on your shared campaign blog, you write, I guess that is one way to state that you are a water boy for the town of Leland, talking about, your opponent, Jeff Gerken. Is this leadership?
No. And for a fact, I did not make that statement. And if you look at my,
your partner, Steve Hosmer,
I've never seen that.
Okay.
To be quite honest, I have never seen that statement. So I don't believe, and I know Steve. Steve is an honorable man, and I don't believe he made that statement.
Somebody else is making this up and putting it on your campaign blog?
Well, we have a clean water team. We have other people who are very vociferous and angry because they've been to the meetings for 2 years and seen that without a doubt, no matter what statistical information was presented, it was ignored. And they're angry and they're upset.
Statistical information was ignored? What are you saying?
Just the fact that we have seen how polluted the Cape Fear River is. We have seen that statistically, if Brunswick County was the only supplier of RO water, that they have to draw their water from the Cape Fear. And I don't know of any filtration system that can get out 100%, especially when you don't even know what's in there. So I have questions and I have doubts. And it just strikes me that if you look at my opponent's website, they have slandered us, saying that I'm incompetent, saying that I don't have the ability. Say, what are they basing it on? It's baseless. It's slanderous. And my feeling is when you don't have a successful track record to run on, you resort to that.
Okay, so you're saying that the current board has ignored the concerns about pollutants in the Cape Fear River. But Brunswick County is building a reverse osmosis plant. H2GO is building a reverse.
May I interrupt you? Because they want to build a reverse osmosis plant. H2GO has a discharge permit. Brunswick County has not been granted a discharge permit yet from the DEQ. Now, I'm not saying they won't get it eventually, but at this point, they can't build a plant without the DEQ's approval.
Did you, so given your position on the RO plant, do you support the move that the outgoing board made in 2017 when they essentially transferred H2GO's assets to the town of Belleville? You support that, despite the fact that it was subverting the will of of the majority?
I believe that if Belleville did not secure the assets, that they would have been destroyed. The intention was to dissolve H2GO, and that the current board would have made sure that what had been started as the building of the plant would have been destroyed.
But that was the outcome, a majority on the board opposing the construction of H2GO's own RO plant.
Okay.
That happened in a democratic election.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're essentially subverting the will of the people by encouraging a move like that. What's your answer
when
to
you,
that?
Fine. When you say the will of the people, the only new member that got on was Bill Beer. 18 votes. And the fact of the matter is that the issues were not that well known 2 years ago. And I know when I went in to vote, I looked at the ballot and I said, I don't even know the positions or who I'm voting for. So my feeling is that if it was clear of who was for clean water and who felt strongly that the Cape Fear River water was safe to drink, I think the results would have been vastly different.
But they weren't. And so then mm-hmm. the next tactic is to go about and do this with a lame duck board. And this was a move that has actually been declared illegal by a judge.
What he said, what Judge Henry said, is that it did not meet the spirit of the law. He did not directly come out and say it was illegal.
And that's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Barry Laub, thanks so much for sharing your views with our listeners today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks also to John Bradley, Jeff Gerken, and Steve Hosmer. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Coastline producer is Caitlin Freund. News producer is Rachel Keith. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org, get the podcast, or find it on the HQR app. The deadline for voter registration is October 11th. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.